why it's a lie.
In another packed PodGram, Colonel Sanders, yeah, the KFC guy, was a real colonel in the military. The name Smith is short for blacksmith. Houseflies have suction cups on their feet, and camels carry water in their humps. Their humps. Check it out. Each of those statements, not really true. So let's find out why it's a lie. Colonel Sanders was a real military colonel. Well, no. He did join the Army when he was 16 using forged documents, but was discharged 3 months later. But much later, he became a Kentucky colonel. Wait, what? Well, my first source for this was a cool website called Today I Found Out, and they say Kentucky colonel is the highest honor that can be bestowed by the Commonwealth of Kentucky. To be named a colonel, spelled C-O-L-O-N-E-L, is to be recognized for outstanding service to community, state, and nation. The sitting governor of Kentucky, or the Secretary of State of Kentucky, are the only ones who can bestow such an honor onto an individual. These colonels are Kentucky's ambassadors of goodwill and fellowship around the world, and are people from all walks of life. Okay, so then what other people from all walks of life are Kentucky colonels? All kinds. Betty White is a Kentucky colonel. Muhammad Ali is a Kentucky colonel. Winston Churchill, also a Kentucky colonel. So Colonel Sanders took the honor, he just made it part of his personality. Now, when he did get into the chicken and everything, he was like almost totally broke. He had a fascinating life before that, including shooting a guy in a gunfight, but you can look that up for yourself. Another misconception about Sanders is that he invented the pressure cooker, which he didn't do. What he did do was adapt a pressure cooker to fry a lot of chicken fast. That's why Harlan Sanders was given the title Colonel in 1935. But he didn't make his money from his own restaurant. He convinced other people to become a franchise using his recipe and his pressure cooker. The first franchise happened in 1952. It grew to 200 by 1959. Then he sold the whole thing for $2 million in 1964. He died in 1980 at the age of 90. Wow, that was a lot of numbers. He was still the face of the company, though, and he traveled around in his trademark white suit and string tie, talking chicken. But Colonel Sanders was a real Army colonel? That's why it's a lie. The name Smith is short for blacksmith, and this is the only origin of the name. Well, it sounds like it could be true. I remember a TV show that had Smith's Blacksmith Shop, and I think I read it in one of those, you know, internet, here are a bunch of super true facts that are super true, fact lists. But it's not true, and there's more to the story. One reason is there's more than one kind of smith, right? Smith means to work with metal. So there are blacksmiths, those are the smiths who work with iron and steel, but there's also whitesmiths who work with tin. Sometimes they're called a tinsmith. One can also be a silversmith or a goldsmith. I've heard of those. Someone can just be a metalsmith too. You can be a gunsmith, a locksmith. Oh yeah, heard of that. There are all kinds of smiths, from an arrowsmith to a zincsmith. Smith is the most common surname. Now, other surnames based on job include carpenter, cook, miller, baker, tailor. There's other ones too. But the name Smith, just being short for blacksmith, that's why it's a lie. Houseflies have suction cups on their feet. Well, no. Now, I think most of us know that flies don't have suction cups on their feet, you know, like octopuses, octopi, or squid on their tentacles. But when pressed for an explanation of how these little bugs stay on the wall or ceiling, you know, we get kind of quiet. I know I did, until I looked it up. And that's when I read that flies have claws on their feet, kind of like barbs up their legs too, some of them, to cling to surfaces. Also, something to keep in mind is flies are really, really tiny and light, so gravity doesn't affect them the same as, say, it would a Spider-Man. And when you're tiny and you're on the surface, like a wall or a ceiling, it's not as flat as it would be to you and me. Okay, but wait, Jim. Houseflies also walk on windows, and they walk on mirrors. So what about that, smarty pants? Well, they also have hairy pads on their feet, and they're kind of sticky. And that helps with surfaces like windows and mirrors. But a housefly, suction cups? No. That's why it's a lie. Camels carry water in their humps. Oh, come on. We've heard that all our lives. In cartoons, we saw those movies where the camel humps were all flopping over. And I'm sure I remember a TV show where they said that a hump would plump up again once the camel had a drink of water. Jim, are you saying that TV lies and sometimes gets its facts wrong? Okay, so if the camel's hump isn't full of water, what's it full of? The answer is fat. Yes, the camel's hump is more of a food reservoir than a water reservoir. Now, the camel is amazing in that it can go for weeks and even months without water. Now, not because of water storage in their humps, but because they hardly ever sweat. Camels don't start to sweat until it's like 46.1 Celsius. That's like 115 Fahrenheit. Why don't they perspire much? Because their fat's in the hump. And so the rest of their bodies just cools, right? And also, they don't have to pee a lot. But I was too lazy to find out why. But camels storing water in their humps, that's why it's a lie. Remember, hearing from you is like when that person who cut you off ends up sitting with you at the next intersection. It's a wonderful feeling. Rate and review us on iTunes if you don't mind. It doesn't cost you anything. Helps get the word out. You could like something on the Facebook page. Maybe tell a friend, especially a young person. Like, let's make sure the next generation thinks more critically than, well, mine. A generation who goes, hey, this website is calling this berry a superfood and saying you should buy it from them. Should I check it out a bit more before shelling out the cash? Because when someone who is selling something says it's the best thing in the world and it cures like a dozen ailments, doesn't that sound like a bit of a lie? Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.